caroling kind of carol, we gliss through the eighth notes, and I like to have just a little bit more rosin, if you will, on those eighth notes, so that they just kind of, you give them their full weight. So for example, thinking of, where's a good place? At the very beginning. Hark the herald, it said, hark the herald angel. You hear the difference? Hark the herald angel. And part of that comes as if you're thinking that eighth note pulse before that. Da 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 da. If you feel the eighth note pulse in the dotted quarter, that will bring out that eighth note a little bit more, and just give it a little bit more attention. We're not going to do that. Anybody have any questions about that? So just to repeat, in case you were walking in the middle of all of this, we will sing the first verse in unison. We will sing the second verse in parts. We will sing the third verse in unison, except for the sopranos, who will sing the descant.
Deity.
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 Not quite deity, but it's not deity. Deity.
So I can sing this in memory of Sir David Wilcox, who just passed away last month.
Oh,
maybe
I didn't. I forgot.
All right, that's all we are going to do on that. If we do it again, it probably won't be until the dress rehearsal. That was your one and only rehearsal on that. We have bigger fish to fry. All right, on to Away in a Manger. Who are my four soloists? Barbara. Okay, they're all here.
Wonderful. Can you refresh who sings much better?
I will. So, at letter A is Amy. And at the top of page 5, at the stars, is you, Juliana.
Yeah.
And then at the next pickup to letter B is Denise. And at the top of 7, I love thee, Lord, is Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay. Show me what you know. So, will the four of you go ahead and sing your. Remember your monkey hum? There it is. All four soprano soloists, keep it always moving forward, even though it's a slow tempo. You want to be moving forward through the line as much as we can. Let's just take a new pitch right at people to C at the top of eight, right where we just stopped. Remember what we did last time on the soprano? It was just gorgeous. See if we can do that again.
Remembering what that note feels like in your voice, it's not that note.
But that's okay. That's okay. All right, let's turn to Bring a Torch, which I want to spend a good chunk of time on. Would you please turn to page 12? Middle of page 12, this is after we come back to the original tempo. It might make you pick it up right there at the tempo demo.
Jesus, the fountain of Jesus Christ, and
much of that rest there. You're doing it right, yay. but it's just light, it's just a little skip. One more time, those two parts, please. One and a two and a
three. It is Jesus Christ.
Faces, can you lighten up on that just a little bit? Smile it in your eyes, just a little bit of smiley eyes there. One and a two and a
it is Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes. Much better.
Amen. He's calling up.
Good. Can I hear all four parts there at the top of 13? And then I really want to hone in on the tenors and basses. Don't lose that smiley, sparkly sound, tenors and basses, when you're by yourselves at the bottom of that page. It is Jesus at the top of page 13, second measure. One and two, and
it is Jesus, the Father of the living Christ.
Starting out the soprano tenor, and then you guys coming in. Sorry if I wasn't clear on that. One and a two, and
Jesus, the Father of the Jesus Christ. And there he's calling up, up. Beautiful is the Mother, up, up.
Beautiful is the Son.
Discreet S's escaping like the gas from a balloon there. Beautiful, beautiful is the Son. Say that with me, and
beautiful,
beautiful is the
look at
times, just the Mary's Holly, over and over again, about 3 or 4 times. One and a two and a one, two. One and a two and a one, two.
Mary's Holly.
One, two.
Mary's Holly.
One, two.
Mary's Holly.
Last time, one, two.
Mary's Holly.
So that's fine when you can do it by yourself, but then you can have all this other stuff going on, so you just really got to stick to that. Then the hardest part we have is the poor tenors, who have everything all over the place, right? Let's take that a little under the tempo tenor. You have it, I think, the main one that I'm hearing not quite right is the beautiful. But let's see what we got. From Softly Dreaming. And a two and a one, two.
Softly Dreaming. Christ is born so beautiful.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's not dotted there, so. Christ is born so beautiful. And then the other tricky part is getting your page turned there to know that you're coming in on a downbeat after you haven't been on the downbeat. Let's do it again, tenors. 165. One and a two and a one, two.
Softly dreaming, Christ is born so beautiful.
One, two.
Softly dreaming, Christ is born so beautiful.
Beautiful. Ta ta ta. Good. Let's see if we can put those three parts together. No sopranos, just get you up the easy part, sopranos. All right, back to hasten. One and a two and a one.
Hasten, hasten now, good folk. Hasten to the stable run. Hasten, hasten now, good folk. Hasten to the stable run. Hasten.
Thing to do.
All right. of peanuts over there for the peanut gallery.
Thank you.
photocopy and, yeah, put a little...
The line is moving out. It's got way too much paper in it.
Can we go, if Mike, if you could play 41, and we're going to stop on the downbeat of the next page with the sopranos and altos. So altos, now that is you at the top of six, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what we're going to do now is Mike is going to play the last two measures at the bottom of five, and you all are going to stop on your first pitch. Okay? Here we go.
Hush, see the fast, these summers
yourself that the now does not come where you think it comes. Hush, hush, peacefully now. It doesn't come until the next page. Okay? Good. All right, put that away. That's great work on that. I think next time we'll be ready to really put that together and it'll be in good shape. Persimmons, please. I want to run the whole thing, and then I want to go back and work on the beginning section. But first, I want to run the whole thing. Stand up, please. Probably all heard like Carmina Burana, like, that kind of thing.
constant. That's why it's like I'm compensating for it. So.
Yeah, so that's a good point, Doug. We always want to stay right on top of the tempo. Let's do that one more time. Sing up to the edge of your seats, tenor basses. One and two and.
Thank you.
chest here, so don't oversing on that and cover up the melody that's happening in the bass baritone. Here we go, all three parts at the top of six. One and two and.
Two, three.
Especially fake. until the end of the piece. I don't see enough eyes, and that's a super scary thing for me. Let's take it back to F, to the end. Is there a specific?
No, it's just kind of gelatinous behind me, so.
Sopranos and altos a little softer on your doobadoos, except at the bottom of 7 second measure, and the sopranos at the top of 8. Those two places where you come out of the texture, but other than that, the dynamic there is pianissimo, right? Still needs to be rhythmically accurate, but it needs to be soft. Here we go, pick up to F. 1, 2, 3. Good.